Jolie.
This is what I get in return for 30 years of service for my company, and they send some yo-yo like you in here to try to tell me that I'm out of a job. They should be telling you you're out of a job.
You have a lot of gall coming in here and firing your number one producer, and then you're going to go home tomorrow and make more money than you've ever made in your life, and I'm going to go home without a paycheck. Fuck you.
I guess you leave me dumbfounded. I don't know where this is coming from. How am I supposed to go back as a man and explain this to my wife that I lost my job?
On a stress level, I've heard that losing your job is like a death in the family. But personally, I feel more like the people I worked with were my family and I died.
I can't afford to be unemployed. I have a house payment. I have children.
I don't know how you can live with yourself. But I'm sure that you'll find a way while the rest of us are suffering.
Who the fuck are you, man?
Excellent question. Who the fuck am I? Poor Steve has worked here for 7 years. He's never had a meeting with me before, or passed me in the hall, or told me a story in the break room. And that's because I don't work here. I work for another company that lends me out to pussies like Steve's boss, who don't have the balls to sack their own employees, and in some cases for good reason. Because people do crazy shit when they get fired.
Did I do something wrong? I mean, is there something I can do differently here?
This is not an assessment of your productivity. You gotta try not to take this personally.
Don't do it personally.
Steven, I want you to review this pack. Take it seriously. I think you're gonna find a lot of good answers in here.
I'm sure this is gonna be very helpful. A packet. Thank you. Packet.
Well, anybody who ever built an empire or changed the world sat where you are right now. And it's because they sat there they were able to do it. That's the truth. Yeah. I'm going to need your key card. Great. Okay. Now, would you take the day? Go get together your personal things. And then tomorrow, you get yourself some exercise. You go out for a jog. You give yourself some routines. And pretty soon you find your legs.
How do I get in touch with you?
Don't worry. We'll be in touch with you soon. This is just the beginning. I'll never see Steve again. To know me is to fly with me. This is where I live. When I run my card, the system automatically prompts the desk clerk to greet me with this exact statement.
Pleasure to see you again, Mr. Bingham.
It's these kinds of systemized friendly touches that keep my world in orbit. Probably hate about traveling, the recycled air, the artificial lighting, the digital juice dispensers, the cheap sushi, are warm reminders that I'm home.
Do you want the cancer?
The what?
Do you want the cancer?
The cancer.
The can, sir?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thank you. How much does your life weigh? Imagine for a second that you're carrying a backpack. I want you to feel the straps on your shoulders. You feel them? I want you to pack it with all the stuff that you have in your life. You start with the little things, the things on shelves and the drawers and the knickknacks, the collectibles. Feel the weight as that adds up. And you start adding larger stuff, clothes, tabletop appliances, lamps, linens, your TV. Backpack should be getting pretty heavy now. You go bigger. Your couch, bed, your kitchen table. You stuff it all in there. Your car, get it in there. Your home, whether it's a studio apartment or a two-bedroom house, I want you to stuff it all into that backpack. Now try to walk. It's kind of hard, isn't it? This is what we do to ourselves on a daily basis. We weigh ourselves down until we can't even move. And make no mistake, moving is living. Now, I'm going to set that backpack on fire. What do you want to take out of it? Photos? Photos are for people who can't remember. Drink some ginkgo and let the photos burn. In fact, let everything burn and imagine waking up tomorrow with nothing. It's kind of exhilarating, isn't it?
Welcome back, Mr. Bingham.
Brian Bingham's office.
Could be in a Dodge Stratus in Kansas City.
They're completely out of all full-size sedans.
Did you try this?
Yes, I reminded them of your remarkable number one Gold Club status and years in the program. They are literally moving mountains to see you in a seat.
更多资料请在人人听力网 www.rting.com